Perek Beis, a new Perek, Hilchos She'ila V'Atmona, a Gzeria, which is a din in Bishul. She'ila, what she means? She'ila means to leave it on the fire. All Hilchos Shabbos says that there's no issa to do something before Shabbos if it carries on Shabbos itself. Because on Shabbos itself, you're not doing anything. You did all the melacha before Shabbos. Let's say, for example, the person was put on the water in the garden before Shabbos. Even though he is watering the plants, watering the fields, there's no problem because he did it before Shabbos. Except from Bishul. Bishul is exceptional. It's a special gezeira that you're not allowed to leave it on the fire if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos. Let's see that inside. Pratei dinei shihia. Halachos from shihia. Shihia means waiting. It means that he's waiting till it cooks. He puts it on the fire. He's waiting till it cooks. Also, le'ashris me'ev Shabbos kedeira al gabeesh. Person is not allowed to leave a kedeira on the fire. In learning the special atav shel kumacha ben drusoi. If it is not considered cooked like macha ben drusoi. We'll see exactly what it means. Macha ben drusoi. Explains behind the shatayin in a tapshul roi lachila afila alidei adchak. If the food is not able to be eaten, even by when one gets stuck, I mean, it is impossible to eat it. And the person wants to eat it, even if it's not anything else, even if it's shat adchak, he wouldn't eat it. Therefore, it is not considered bechlal cooked, and such a taga from cooking. You're not allowed to leave it on the fire if it hasn't come to this darga yet. He explains, Tamo Isa, Shum Shechoshu Chazal, Shema Yovel Echatas B'Gecholim, Amanos Lemahes HaBishul, V'Yavel B'Zeh Isa Tzer, Shemalechas Chavos G'Gecholim. The reason why Chazal made such a gzeya, even if it's different from all Hilchos Shabbos, is because we are worried those days they used to go and cook with coal or with wood, and sometimes the fire used to go a bit less hot. They used to poke it up. They were worried if the food is not able to be eaten, even b'shat adchak, then the person will see the fire is not well lit. They'll go and poke it up. If he pokes it up on Shabbos, there'll be also an issa called mavi. He's making a fire. Therefore, Chazal said, if the food has not been cooked, even kamacha ben drusoi, which is a dagger that you can eat it, but the evet, you're not allowed to leave it on the fire. The half shayoyim en megilim levashel begcholim el agave kiraim shel chashvan. Because makom donu poskez manenu as kiraim elu kekiyos yish begcholim shum tevachilku chachomim b'osam v'osu l'shashes agavim. Even though today we don't have coal, we don't usually cook with such things altogether, and the fire doesn't get lower, and the lechua shouldn't be a reason we should worry that person is going to poke up anything. But Chazal don't make a difference, called loy plug, and Chazal said every person who leaves any sort of food on a place fire when it hasn't been cooked, it's also to do it on Shiur Macha ben Drusoi. What is the Shia? What is the degree for Macha ben Drusoi? Ganef says, what is ben Drusoi? Ben Drusoi was a ganef. He used to thieve people. He used to thieve food. And he didn't have enough time to go and cook it up properly because he wanted to eat it quickly because he wanted to go and take money from others or the food itself he took from others. He wanted to eat it quickly, he didn't have time. He used to eat it in a partly cooked status. But he used to eat it in such a way, so we always take on this term, Kamach Ben Drusoi, which shows us that a person who eats something but he has it. What is the Shia for Kamach Ben Drusoi? Nech lekua rishonim. Emu chatzi bishuloi or shlish bishuloi. If it is half cooked or third cooked. להלוך הכותל והשולחן אורך, שהשיר הוא חצי בשולחן. להלוך את השולחן אורך, take to on, ההוף, it should be half cooked. בזי עבד, ונשאר את הדחק, you can take on a third amount should be cooked before Shabbos. לך התחילה, when you take on, should be half cooked before Shabbos. בימול, בעניין או איפן של שיר מחצת הפישול, או שליש הפישול, ואי אור. To go and exactly estimate the half or the third, he explains it in the footnote. The Chazon Ish explains that after this food comes Yad Tzeretes, then one measures the time, how long does it take to cook from Yad Tzeretes till the end of the cooking. If it'll take a normal an hour, say half amount of that time is half an hour, third amount of that time is 20 minutes, that is considered Malchus ben Drusoy 20 minutes. The amount of time it takes after it has been cooked to Yad Tzeretes till it is fully cooked. That's what the Chazon Ish said. But the Kaf HaChaim and Rav Ozner, they said a bit different way of looking at it. They said that sometimes you can have it 90% cooked and it's still not right to eat altogether. Only in the last quarter of an hour, it takes it from unedible to edible completely. Therefore, he wants to say it is taloy on the metzias. If this food is only edible in a pshachat chak, or it is not edible altogether, how long does it take it till it be edible? Has to be edible shachat chak or edible completely. So you look at every tapshul for itself. If it sometimes can take you 50 minutes in order to make it pidi evet edible, because sometimes it can take you an hour, 10 minutes. So if it's 50 minutes, it'll be the amount 50 minutes, it's edible pidi evet, and for an hour, 10 minutes, it'll be an hour, 10 minutes completely. It goes on the amount of time it's every capsule for itself, one realizes it is possible to be eaten for the effort.